We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Rolling.
Hey, and welcome to what used to be called the Morning Wolfpack Afterthought Podcast, although yesterday we decided to make some executive changes. There is no doubt that the most popular thing we do, and maybe even a reason we want to see Emmy Award, is Share Your Salary. And we get so many requests all day long about Share Your Salary that we decided the best use of this podcast.
What did you say, Siri? To get Siri going?
I don't know, but yeah. I probably Share Your Salary. Share Your Salary. Does that activate Siri on your iPhone? Anyway.
You know what it does for me? Hey, Sue.
Nope,
not that time.
Yeah. So anyway, we get a lot of requests for Share Your Salary. People want to hear it again. They want to know how much people are making. It's a thing. It's kind of like vaping used to be, a thing.
Mm-hmm. It's coming back.
We decided to make this now officially the Morning Wolfpack Share Your Salary podcast. Well, you're going to get to come every single day and hear the Share Your Salary we did today on the show, just in case you missed it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And remember, if you ever want to jump in on the fun and share your salary, the best way to do that would probably be, I would say, Joe, to send you the email because you coordinate all of our guests.
After hours, joe@seattlewolf.com.
And don't add how much you make.
Yeah, don't tell me how much you make, even though I, unlike some people in this room, would not use that to cheat.
I did it one time,
mm-hmm.
and I believe I was the one who fessed up to it at the end of the day.
Because your guilty conscience got to you.
I was eating away at me. I tried to pull it off. I couldn't go 24 hours.
Did we dock you a couple points?
Yeah,
for that?
Five.
Oh, yeah.
Suggested you do that. I felt so guilty. I'm not a good liar. I'm not a good cheat. I like that about me. I did try it. It didn't feel good.
No.
I tried that cheating on for size.
It was an ugly moment.
So this is officially for moving forward, the Share Your Salary podcast. And again, you will rehear what we played today. And today I thought was really cool because at the end of the day, this is one of those, I would call it an Emily moment, where I felt like the guy that we never know who we're going to get or what they're going to be, mm-hmm. or if they, how much they listen or whatever. Mm-hmm. I felt like Frank didn't like us and didn't like the question. Like he was a little standoffish in the beginning, got that East Coast vibe.
Why is this an Emily moment?
Because Emily, I felt like the first 6 months you worked here, you didn't like us either. Especially me.
The RBF. Yeah.
But that was totally false.
Yeah. I mean, and I was completely wrong, just like I was with you. But I felt like Frank, I didn't feel like we were going to get anywhere. But then by the end, when you hear this, I don't know, man. He like opened up.
Yeah.
And he was like, I love your show. And you're, I was like,
invited us to lunch.
Frank wants to party.
I think sometimes, but that's the underestimated value of conversation.
Sure.
You know, you kind of break through. Everybody's a little, you know, standoffish.
He could have been nervous.
Yeah. I mean, it's a lot.
That's true, too. We forget. So, anyway, without further ado.
Wait, real quick.
Dylan Scott. Meet and greet. Thank you, Emily, for handling the business end of things. If you want to meet and greet Dylan Scott at our upcoming concert, our new country night out at Steel Creek, just text the word Scott to 46150 right now. We're picking winners every day this week. That did not go away. Okay, Share Your Salary. Enjoy who we like to call Medical Office Construction Company Supervisor Frank. And then right after, we're going to tell you who's up for tomorrow.
The Morning Wolfpack with Matt McAllister, 100.7 The Wolf.
How much do you think a Space Needle window washer makes? Or a barnacle scraper on the Bainbridge Ferry?
Dude, you're not supposed to ask someone how much money they make.
Maybe, but we can guess. Let's play Share Your Salary.
Because we all want to know what everybody else makes for a living, but it's never okay to ask until now. The last time we played Share Your Salary, we learned that 911 dispatcher Rachel is making $71,000 a year. This morning on the phone is Frank, who lives on Bainbridge Island. Frank, you lucky dog. How are you?
Good. How are you?
We're fantastic. Appreciate you calling in for Share Your Salary and being willing to go there with us. Like we say all the time, you're helping other people maybe pick a new career here, Frank.
That'd be nice.
By the way, Frank is a medical office construction company supervisor.
Okay.
All right. So we're going to put a minute on the clock, Frank. If it's okay with you, we'll ask you as many questions as we can in that amount of time. When we're done, we'll play a 3-minute song, you know, gather our thoughts and all that. We'll come back. We'll guess what we think you make, and then you're going to tell everybody. Frank, you're going to share your salary. Does that sound good?
Yes, sir.
All right, Emily, let's make the most of 60 seconds. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Fire away.
Do you spend most of your time on site or in an office?
On site.
So what is the biggest difference between building medical offices than regular ones?
You've got medical gases. We have spark-resistant outlets, switches. Mm. There's a lot involved in it.
How many people are you supervising over?
At any one time, 10 to 12 people.
Do you actually swing a hammer, Frank, or just boss people around?
No, I don't boss people around. There are times when I do get in there and swing a hammer when necessary. You do what you got to do to get the job done.
Amen.
Are you part of a union?
No, ma'am.
Do you drive a company truck?
No, ma'am. No, sir.
How long have you been doing this?
35 years.
Frank, what is the hardest part of your job?
Hardest part of my job is probably dealing with the inspectors.
How long have you been a supervisor?
12 years.
Do you hire and fire?
Yes, I do.
How much
I'm sorry, Emily,
time?
That is all the time. 60 seconds goes by real quick.
It does.
Hey, Frank, in Bainbridge Island, the medical office construction company supervisor. Morning, Wolfpack, if you want to help us out right now, please, you know I use one of your guesses every single day. So text that guess in right now, 46150. You put a number on it. Tell us what you think Frank is making. We're going to find out in 3 minutes when he shares his salary right after this song.
The Morning Wolfpack with Matt McAllister, 100.7 The Wolf.
Let's play Share Your Salary.
Because we all want to know what everybody else makes for a living, but it's never okay to ask until now. On the phone with us is Frank. He lives in Bainbridge Island. He's a medical office construction company supervisor. Emily, what else did we just learn before we guess how much we think he makes?
So he's been doing this for 35 years, but been supervising for 12, and he watches over between 10 to 12 guys or girls. And the difference between a medical building and a regular building is there's medical gases. They have to have spark-resistant plugs, all that good stuff.
Sounds like a very more complicated procedure.
Yeah.
Slojo, you were the winner the last time we played, so you have to lead off here.
All right. I'm going to take a total shot in the dark here and say $112,000. I think he's crushing.
Okay. Wow. Emily, in order of overall wins, you're the champ. You go next.
I agree. I think he's crushing as well, but he's not a part of the union. So I'm going to go a little lower and go 95.
Okay. And finally, I'm going to use the text. I always do. Nicole in Stanwood, thank you for taking the time. And I like the guest because he said he's been doing this for 35 years. Mm-hmm. And he gets to live on Bainbridge, mm-hmm. which I think makes, you're taking some luxuries there. You're not right in the middle of it. So she said 125. I'm going to go with that. And I think it could be more. Frank, it's time to end the guesswork, my friend. It's time to tell the entire city of Seattle proper how much money you make every year. Time to share your salary, Frank. What is the number?
Emily, you won it. 95.5.
Oh!
Nice!
Nice job, Emily. Double points, even. Oof. So, Frank, do you take a ferry every day? I know it's a silly question. I'm just curious.
Sometimes I do. Sometimes I don't.
And do you think Emily was right in her guesswork that because you're not in a union is why you're not making a little bit more? I mean, you're making, trust
amazing.
Me, you're crushing. You're making a hell of a living.
When you look at the union and you look at dues and all of that other, no, you really don't make any more money whether you're union or whether you're not, depending on the position that you're in. Hmm.
Do you love what you do, Frank?
I absolutely love it. My dad always told me, he says, when you stop loving what you do, he says, then you find yourself having to go to work.
Oh, that's
true.
Great. Yeah, that is great. And by the way, lucky you living on Bainbridge Island. My wife and I's favorite spot. I wonder if you ever have lunch or dinner there. When you get off the ferry and you go left and you drive all the way down the main street, on the end spot there on the left, there's a deli. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yes. Oh. I took my electricians there the other day for lunch.
Dude, that's the sandwiches at that place are unparalleled.
Oh, my
in the
God.
Pacific. We will take a ferry just for those sandwiches.
Interesting.
Oh, it's the bomb.
Absolutely. I'll tell you what, y'all ever get over here to Bainbridge, I will personally take you to lunch.
Well, you don't have to do that, Frank. We'll take you to lunch because you listen to our show and we love you for that.
I do. I love you guys too, man. You guys are absolutely awesome. You make my morning.
Frank, you just made our morning.
You,
jeez. Group hug. Let's have lunch.
Yes.
Let's hang. Let's be best friends.
Let's do it.
Woo! All right, Frank, we love you, buddy. Thanks for being a part of the show and have a great day.
Love y'all too. Be careful.
All right, so there you go. You can see how he kind of came around mm-hmm. at the end, old Frankie. And by the way, I don't know if it made the Share Your Salary segment, but it's called the Hitchcock Deli. That mm-hmm. deli on Bainbridge Island I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. And I don't know the next time you guys do a day trip over there, Emily, maybe with a new boyfriend. I am telling you, the sandwiches, it's sort
which
of like...
Which one?
Is there
a specific... The Cuban? The
Cuban's good. Ooh. They have a
Reuben.
Porchetta. They have any of their meat
sandwiches. What's a porchetta?
Porchetta is like real thin shaved ham almost, mm-hmm. but there's like a pork belly and a Cuban, and they're both phenomenal. Hmm. So I would recommend going there a couple of times.
Okay.
Just till you find your Sandy.
Is it worth the ferry ride?
Oh, hell yeah. Yeah. I would go there. I can't wait till my wife's like, we got to go to Bainbridge and go shopping. I'm like, I'm in. Huh. It's really gourmet. It's like that burger place in Gig Harbor I always tell you about.
Yep. That I've never been to.
I know. Why do I waste my breath?
I don't know.
All right. Tomorrow, coming up, we're going to be talking to apartment complex assistant manager Ashley at 8:10 a.m. And we're going to find out how much he makes. And if you miss it, don't worry about it because we'll have it right here on the new official Morning Wolfpack Share Your Salary podcast. All right. Have a great day, guys. We'll see you tomorrow. We love you.
The Morning Wolfpack with Matt McAllister.
Weekday mornings from 5 till 9.
On 100.7 The Wolf.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.